Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Freedom Friday. You know, I put out a post, you know, the other day and asking for some topics, and a good friend of mine responded, Ace Kennedy, and I felt like this was a really, really important topic, not only for myself, but a lot of men out there that may be experiencing this, right? So, you know, as you can see, we're going to do things a little differently, right? So this is pretty much the topic for today's Freedom Friday. Is your past sabotaging your future? And what that means is, are a lot of our men, right, is trauma affecting your relationships? Is trauma affecting, you know, your decision making, who you are? You know, you're confused. And I just want to talk about that for a little bit today, right? So, I will give a personal experience for me, right? And as I've said on the show plenty of times, you know, going through a lot of bad relationships, I feel like we haven't really dug deep into these, how it really can affect you, you know, going forward, moving forward. And I say that, like, man, as a man, you know, on personal experience for me, it's tough moving forward. It's really hard moving forward on, you know, because you feel like sometimes you're moving out of one relationship and then you get into another. And then you feel like, is this person, this new person that I'm with, are they going to treat me the same way? Am I going to get treated the same way? So let me give you some solutions in a few minutes on that's not necessarily the case, right? So, dealing with the breakup, right? Regardless of whose fault it is, your fault, your partner's fault, ex's fault, whatever the case may be, right? It's a psyche in your mind, and I'm just speaking from personal experience. It's a psyche in your mind to feel like, man, you know, when you feel like as a man, you put everything into that relationship, financially, mentally, physically. You put all your energy into this relationship. You fought for it. Arguments, the disagreements, the compromises, and it doesn't work out. That hurts. Right? That's trauma. Right? And I will say that going from relationship to relationship, I had that thinking. Right? Even going into my last relationship, currently now married to my partner, right? It affected me. It affected me to a point where it was like, man, you know, I did feel like I made it hard for her to let her in. I made it difficult for me to trust again. I made it difficult to be able to open up. And this is where I feel like trauma does affect your future relationships, because it affects you trusting people. It affects you being able to trust your partner, decisions, you know, opening up to your partner. And it's tough. It's very tough. And I commend my wife for some of the ways and some of the things I was saying to her, the way I was behaving. And I had to be cognizant on what I was doing in that situation, right? And I can just imagine what a lot of our brothers are feeling right now. You go through a bad breakup. Either you may not, do you feel like you may not want to be in another relationship? Do you feel like you're done with relationships? Or if you're dealing with a divorce, man, do you feel like, even to that extreme, do you feel like you don't want to date, you don't want to get into another relationship, you don't want to get married again? And what I'm saying to you guys is that, look, it's hard. As a man, it's very hard to get over a breakup, right? Just off of the trauma itself, right? And I know for me, getting out of those relationships right? All the energy, all the mindset, all the compromises that I did do, it was tough, man. It was tough. It was hard to a point where it was like, man, am I sabotaging this potential future with my current wife right now? And I had to sit back and really think. It did. I sabotaged myself. Right? I sabotaged a lot of decisions. Right? And I'm not saying that it's not natural, because that's life sometimes, man. That's the struggle. That's the like battle sometimes as a man being in a relationship. When you don't want to fail or lose again, but you're relying heavily to the point where you're looking behind you and saying, man, could this person, new person that I'm with, potentially treat me this way? And the answer is, how do you know? How do you know if this person's going to treat you that way based off of the trauma you're in, and your way of thinking right now? And that's just me being real with y'all. How can we judge how our partner would treat us when we're not even in the right mindset to understand how they're treating us in this present moment? We're ignoring a lot of the positive things and the love and the care that our partners can show us because we're so stuck in the way we were treated before. And I had to really sit and think and really open my mind up and my heart up to say, man, this is completely different than those previous relationships. Her aura, the way she treated me, the way she talked to me, the way she was willing to work with me. And some of you men out there had these type of relationships I just spoke about, and you're sabotaging yourself. You're not even realizing what you have over here because of the trauma you're feeling right now. So philosophical, what do you do? You know, hey, I get you. I got you, man. What do you do when you're feeling this way? Man, I want to point out three things here, right? I first want to let you know to understand your faith, prayer, reading the Bible, right? Whatever your religious backgrounds are, understand your faith. Two, have you ever felt sometimes like when you're really thinking and you're over-exaggerating and you kind of just spew out what you're thinking? And a lot of times we're being blunt, we're being direct, and that's not always the case, right? We overanalyze, we overthink. Why? Because I do it. And I have to sit back and really think about what I said, man. Did I really mean that? So my point is, my solution to that is, man, really think about what you want to say before you say it. Because a lot of times what we're doing is we're thinking from a negative process, a negative thinking. And we don't mean it at the end of the day. So really try to understand and correlate between what you're thinking and what you really want to say. And be honest with yourself. Be real with yourself. But also have some tact about it, right? Third thing. If you're really willing to make, you come to a point where you understood a lot of the good things in your relationship. You want to work things out. You come to a point where you know you got a good person beside you. You need to cut off all connections, all of them, all soul ties, all connections. No best friends with your exes. No best friends with like your baby mama outside of with your children, right? You know, inappropriate phone calls, going out on coffee dates, going out on regular dates with your ex, man, sneaking around. What for, man? If you know that you got a good person beside you, what is the point of keeping those connections? For what? All it does is open the door for you to never escape that trauma. And my last point, you gotta really, as a man, you gotta really, really suppress those feelings and thoughts and just let it go, man. And that's based off of the way that your environment is right now. How are you being treated? Your household right now. Right? Let it go. And that brings me to my final words. Free yourself. Free yourself from the connections that you're holding on to. Let them go. And if you're and if you don't have a good thing right now and you don't want to let it go, then you're going to continue the trauma that you're in right now. You're confused. But if you come to an understanding that the person you're with right now, this is the person you want to be with, you got to cut it off, brothers. You got to end it. Open up your heart. Open up your mind. And I know we've been hurt. I've been hurt. I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow. I'm not saying it's going to happen next week. But each day, right? Each day, keep telling yourself. On a personal note, I do affirmations every morning to get up. And it makes me feel like I'm getting closer and closer and closer to not only getting to, I feel like I'm in a peaceful, great place, but even getting to an even better place, opening my mind and opening my heart even more. And a lot of our brothers aren't doing that right now because we're stuck. We're holding on to connections. We're not even realizing what we have over here. Some of you men out there, because you've been hurt before, you're not even open to getting into another relationship. You've gone through divorces. You've gone through bad breakups. I get it. I understand it. I went through it. I've been through it. And I'm telling you, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. That it will, it can and will work out. But free yourself. All right? I'm Philosophical from the Less Route Podcast, y'all. I see y'all next week. I'm out. Peace.